This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The deal President Trump had been seeking with China has apparently been reached. ABC's Rachel Scott's traveling with him in South Korea.
The president walked out of this nearly two-hour-long meeting with Chinese President Xi to announce that a trade deal has been reached. The president had threatened a 100% additional tariffs on Chinese imports, which would have raised the cost on everything from clothes to electronics.
China's agreed to buy more American soybeans as a part of the deal and to lower export controls on the rare earth minerals it sells to the U.S. Five more people are now in custody. That makes seven in all for the Louvre jewelry heist, but the jewels are still missing. There was a deadly barrage in Ukraine overnight. More than 600 drones and missiles fired from Russia all across the country. President Zelensky says many of them were shot down, but some did get through. At least 30 deaths across the Caribbean from Hurricane Melissa. And this is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Government workers still not getting paid. This is ABC News.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation joins partners across the state and across the country, urging drivers to put their seatbelts on and put their phones down. The effort urges drivers to model safe driving behaviors and commit to the Buckle Up, Phone Down pledge to buckle up and put the phone down every trip, every time. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were 9,068 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,530 injuries. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most important things a driver or passenger can do to stay safe in a crash. In 2024, there were 7,648 crashes involving unbelted occupants, resulting in 176 deaths and 2,022 injuries. Always buckle up, every trip, every time. Remind friends and family to do the same. Put your phone down and avoid distractions while driving. If you must use your phone, pull over to a safe location. Texting while driving is not only dangerous, but also illegal in Wisconsin. Sending or reading a text that takes your eyes off the road for 5 seconds at 55 miles per hour is like driving the length of an entire football field with your eyes closed. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. It is illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone when driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. Handheld or hands-free cell phone use while driving is against the law in Wisconsin for any driver with a probationary license or instruction permit, except to report an emergency.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A big game for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee's 3-1 after beating the Knicks Tuesday night. Golden State at 4-1. College hoops. The Badgers men's team over the UW-Platteville Pioneers 69-53 in a charity exhibition game at the Kohl Center. NFL, Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after throwing 20 consecutive completions Sunday night that tied a team record set by Brett Favre in 2007. Baseball, Blue Jays beating the Dodgers 6-1 in the World Series to go up 3-2. Trey Savage on the mound, striking out 12 batters, breaking a record for a rookie in the World Series since Sandy Koufax in 1963, who was sitting in the stands.
Historic stuff, that stage and his numbers. It's one thing to be in the zone, and it's another thing to be in the zone and get some swing and miss.
That's Blue Jays manager John Schneider with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers possible and a high tomorrow right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Matt and Air on Air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via texts, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, if only our cattle producers knew as much about cattle as that famous rancher Donald Trump. We talk to Wisconsin farmer Hans Breitenmoser about Argentinian beef.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you back here up north on a Thursday morning, October 30th, 2025. Parker Olson producing things down in Madison Studio A2. Coming up, we will have an expert on Medicare Advantage plans. It might not be for you, but it might be for an aging parent who's considering one of these so-called Medicare Advantage plans as opposed to traditional Medicare. Oh, is there a difference? You might want to get a little educated on that. We're going to try to do that for you coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will talk about some new extensive polling through the Marquette poll, not your usual horse race numbers about candidates, but more about what people in Wisconsin think about the issues. And at some point, we'll talk about the UW-Eau Claire College Republicans and a stunt they pulled, and just how sick I am of the feigned outrage when racist activity gets called out. You know, it used to be just your crazy uncle, or I'm sorry, your eccentric uncle, who would start everything with, "I'm not a racist, but," and then they'd go on and on and on. That seems to have infected a larger part of society. Like, oh, it's not racist to, you know, dress up as an ICE officer and then somebody else dresses up as a Mexican woman and you're arresting this person. There's nothing racist about that. Please tell me you don't really believe that. Anyway, 855-75-CIVIC is the number, 855-752-4842. You can use the Civic Media app as well. You can call us or text us. You can leave a voice note as well. And now, we've got new accounts on social media just dedicated to the show. So I will say that there are Civic Media, social media channels, you know, on Facebook and Twitter and all that. Up North News, of course, has a Facebook page. There's also, you know, again, Twitter and Instagram and all of that. But now just for this fine little radio show, we've created an account on Blue Sky for all the nice people that want to follow us. And we also create an account on what used to be Twitter X for people that just want to scream at each other or whatever it has become. In both cases, they have character limits on their names. So like you can go to Facebook and you can look up our show page there. Just look up Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. That's the name of the Facebook page, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. That doesn't all fit in Twitter or Blue Sky. So it's PK Radio Show. Again, PK for Pat Kreitlow, PK Radio Show. And that's how you find us on Blue Sky and Twitter X, whatever it is, where we will put up show clips and invite you to interact with us there. But of course, you can just do it in the comment sections of Facebook and YouTube while you're watching the show. Or you can send us an email, if you're old fashioned like that, radio at upnorthnewswi.com. In sports, we had the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, Parker, defeating Platteville last tune-up before the regular season begins. 69-53 was the final. You were saying that the Badger men didn't look as dominant as you thought they might have going up against a WIAC school.
No, yeah, Platteville kind of gave him a little bit of a hard time at the first half or so. I do think it's probably worth pointing out, though, that it is not entirely unheard of for a Division III school to actually do like really well and beat Division I schools sometimes.
Yeah.
That's probably not quite as true for a major team like the Badgers, but it certainly happens. You see it a lot, men's and women's basketball.
But Platteville, they're no schleps. I mean, they're capable of providing at least a little bit of a fight. And so I think when we refer to this as a final tune-up before the regular season, I think that's the right way to put it. They see this team and go, all right, well, before we take on fellow Division I teams like the Fighting Camels of Campbell University next Monday,
heck yeah,
we better get ourselves ready. So it looks like they finally did. And in the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 6-1 to lead the World Series 3-2. So the World Series goes back to Toronto for game 6 tomorrow, where Toronto could seal the deal. Or if the Dodgers win, there will be a deciding 7th game, I'm assuming on Saturday as well. And then that will wrap up the baseball season for 2025. Now we can get into anticipating 2026, which is part happiness and part, which players are we going to lose?
Yeah.
To free agency and things like that.
Yeah. I don't remember who I read it from, but I read somebody say the other day that they like really think that the Brewers could be onto something and like really investing in the future right now and have a really good 5-year span coming up here.
I sure hope so. I don't want to hear, you know, the rebuilding thing, rebuilding. Yeah. Nobody rebuilds. You know, you either have the right people or you don't. And sometimes they're because of a heavy payroll with a lot of experience. And sometimes they're young and just really good because you did a good job of scouting. And hopefully that's where the Brewers are on that. But first, we got to get through the rest of the World Series Friday and perhaps Saturday as well. All right. There's a new Marquette poll out. And as you know, during the height of election campaigns, I tend to not get too worked up over polling because polling can be all over the place. A good reputable polling company works hard to have a representative sample, a good cross section of the public. But even then, it's sometimes tough to match with how the results are going to turn out on election day. So I don't emphasize it as much there. But in this case, I mean, we are so far away from the election that it's a lot about familiarity with candidates and familiarity with issues that I thought some of these were interesting enough to share. The Marquette poll interviewed 846 Wisconsin registered voters from October 15th to the 22nd and a margin of error of 4.5 percentage points. And I'm going to stop right there just to say, this is how much polling has changed now from the olden days. In the olden days, you would do a poll in one night and you would get that representative sample because everybody had landlines. Everybody answered their phone. And, you know, a lot of people talk to that. Now nobody answers their phone if they don't know who it is. And that's why it took a week just to get 846 registered voters in Wisconsin to answer the phone and answer these poll questions. So the margin of error, 4.5 percentage points, seems a little broad, but that's kind of the nature of polling these days in the cell phone era. Anyway, this new poll finds that a large majority of both Democrats and Republicans have not decided on a favorite candidate for governor for next year. No big surprise. In fact, only 6% say they have heard a lot about the 2026 campaigns for governor. I would include every one of you listening right now. You're probably hearing more about the 2026 governor's race than almost anybody else, including some of the people who are running for governor. But you are familiar. You've heard all of these names that I'm going to be talking about. And as far as recognition goes, now this is recognition, not support. In terms of recognition, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley is tops on the list at 26%. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez at 25%. State Representative Francesca Hong at 22%. State Senator Kel DeRoy is at 17%. Now, these all make sense because they're from the Milwaukee or the Madison areas. Then you've got lawyer Missy Hughes at 16% and others lower than that. But now you ask them, well, do you have a favorite? Do you have a candidate you would vote for next August in the primary for governor? Well, among the Democratic voters, 81% said no. 4 out of 5 said no. We're practically a year away from the primary. What are we talking about? However, of those that do have a preference, well, if you get the emails from State Representative Francesca Hong, you've seen the subject line, Francesca Hong in first place in polling for governor at 6%, and Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez at 4%, David Crowley at 3%, Senator Kelderoys at 3%, Missy Hughes at 2%. But again, 81% are undecided. So if you're Francesca Hong, you take the little victories where you can because you have both recognition and support from people. And if you're some of those other candidates, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelderoys, you know that you got a little bit more work to do to build your recognition and build people who will actually commit to say, this is my person for next August. There will, of course, be a Wisconsin State Supreme Court race in April 1st next year. And the two candidates there have very little name recognition. There's Waukesha Appeals Court Judge Maria Lazar, who has 15% name recognition, mostly among conservatives, I would imagine. And Madison Appeals Court Judge Chris Taylor, 16% public recognition. Again, I would assume mostly by liberals and progressives. However, despite the lack of knowledge about the candidates, 7 out of 10 voters said they are absolutely certain to vote in April when that Supreme Court seat will be on the ballot. When people say, why do you love living in Wisconsin? Well, I mean, it's the fall colors, it's the lakes, it's all the sights, it's the cheese, it's the old fashions. But it's also the fact that we have people all around us who will tell you, I don't know much about the state Supreme Court race yet, but I know it's important enough that I'm going to vote. I'm going to learn about the candidates as we get closer to election, and I'm going to vote. That is a level of civic engagement that you do not find in all 50 states. And I love that about this state, that people actually do care. They care enough to want to learn about the issues and the candidates and go vote. They don't all do it, and I don't agree with all of them, but they at least take the time to do it. On national issues, will President Donald Trump's policies increase inflation? 57% say yes, while 30% say his policies will decrease inflation. Okay. And 12% say they'll have no impact. There are, of course, substantial partisan differences. 60% of Republicans say Trump's policies will decrease inflation, which again tells you there is a very broad and effective right-wing media bubble in this country. Meanwhile, obviously 96% of Democrats think his policies will increase inflation, but what about independents? 69%. 7 out of 10 independents look at what the president's doing and understand that it is increasing inflation. Now, Trump does have his supporters. There are 33% out there who say the tariffs will help the economy. 55% say it will hurt the economy. And once again, you've got a majority of independents who say, no, tariffs hurt the economy. Asked if tariffs are helping or hurting Wisconsin farmers, well, 16% say they are helping Wisconsin farmers. That is truly Donald Trump's base right there. The 16% who say that tariffs are helping the farmers. 62% understand that they are hurting farmers. Overall, voters are evenly divided over which party is most responsible for the shutdown of the federal government, which again tells you that right-wing messaging is effective. I'm not really happy with the wording of the response here by the Marquette poll people because they lead saying 33% say it's the Democrats. But it's 38% who say the Republicans. So I don't know why the Republicans weren't listed first. 38% Republican, 33% Democrat, 28% saying both parties are equally responsible. Now, at the heart of the shutdown, should the increased tax credits that help pay for health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace be extended? 58% of respondents in Wisconsin say yes. It's basically a 60-40 split. Obviously, more Republicans believe the credits for health insurance should expire. These are also folks who have not yet had to go through what so many others have gone through and understand the importance of having these premium tax credits continue to keep health insurance affordable. We will talk more about the affordability of health insurance with an expert about Medicare Advantage plans coming up in 15 minutes. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 1944, when Franklin Roosevelt said he would run for a fourth term, discussions began on a constitutional amendment to limit a U.S. president to two terms in office. In 1951, the 22nd Amendment was ratified. Now, a Tennessee congressman wants to repeal it. Would it actually be possible for Donald Trump to be president again? January 23rd, Representative Andy Ogles introduced a joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to provide that no person shall be elected to the office of the president more than three times. While the resolution received a lot of attention, constitutional amendments require a two-thirds majority in Congress and be ratified by three-quarters of the states, neither of which is likely. Trump himself has flirted with the idea of staying in the presidency. The Hill reported Trump told GOP leaders, quote, "I suspect I won't be running again unless you do something. Unless you say, he's so good, we just have to figure it out." A recent Politico article explained another scenario where a loophole in the 22nd Amendment could allow another presidential candidate to run with Donald Trump as vice president. The new president would then step down, allowing Trump to become president again. A 1999 Minnesota Law Review article discusses this and other such vaguely legal maneuvers as well. Unlikely, yes. Out of the question, no. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Bo Hendricks, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
Welcome to our morning show today on WRCO Radio. Tis the season. We're going to talk about all of the things going on in the great outdoors. You have a question about deer season or any of the seasons coming up. We do have this one. Let's see. It says, how do you feel about bringing back Earn a Buck?
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Okay.
Did you have your wife call in?
Yeah, thanks.
Take it.
Who wants it?
Earn a Buck. Earn a Buck is the best deer management tool that was ever invented. I was just down in Missouri talking with them about their... I was a part of a panel in a CWD discussion down there, and they are... Hunters are reluctant to do it because they don't want to have to shoot a doe before they shoot a big giant buck. Oh, I have to pass a buck. And, you know, that, you heard those stories when we had that here in Wisconsin. And it certainly happened, but it was few and far between. So my advice to them was, if we're going to bring Earn a Buck back, or if you're going to start Earn a Buck in Missouri, start it the year before. So tell hunters, say we're going to do, you're going to have to earn a buck for 2026, but you've got 2025 to do it. And that's the way it was in Wisconsin as well, where if you shot a doe this year, that got you your buck tag for next year.
We also have the early season to be able to earn a doe in October.
Right. And correct me if I'm wrong, Brock, but it was not weapon specific. If you kill a doe with your... In those days, if you killed a doe with your bow, that was a buck tag for your gun hunting as well.
Chris.
You know, I'll say something really radical right now. I think that when September 15th comes around and deer hunting starts, that private landowners ought to be able to, and their guests should be able to go out on their land and hunt deer with whatever weapon they choose. We'd get some deer killed that way. I mean, I'd be out deer hunting now. I'm not a traditional bow hunter. I have some people who bow hunt my place, and I know they'd be disagreeing with me vehemently right now. But that kind of change in regulation, the traditional deer hunt's gone already. The 9-day, I know guys who were traditional 9-day gun hunters who are now hunting with crossbows during the, and we've seen an uptick in the number of deer killed with a crossbow, but we will never manage deer with a crossbow or a longbow. They just aren't effective enough.
Mm-hmm. Don't get as many.
That's right. Exactly right.
Right. Yeah. So,
and to the, again, piggyback on what they're saying across the room, they Erna Buck was taken away by the legislature. And if it was up to us on the CDAC, we would have had Erna Buck a while ago, probably. But they, the legislature decided after we had it for a couple of years that they were getting too many complaints, and so they removed that from the tools that we have to manage a deer.
So you feel it would encourage or inspire somebody to shoot more deer then?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And the way to control the population is not by shooting bucks, it's by shooting does, because the bucks, of course, are inseminating all kinds of does. When they can, and the does are the ones that bring forth, you know, the next generation.
And John was a science teacher, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you sound good.
The most educated in the room.
Well, obviously. He really is. Yeah. And the wisest, I might add, whereas I'm just the wisest.
Wise.
Boy, you're just full of compliments today, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. I guess maybe it was the time I just spent out in South Dakota.
Could
reflecting.
Be.
Reflecting, yeah.
We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back with more. We're talking about hunting seasons with our crew here in the studio today on The Morning Show, and we will be right back. Welcome back to The Morning Show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, joined by our gang of friends in here, Dave Barron, Doug Duren, Brock Rosencrantz, John Clare. What's your guys' position on Aunt Bee's specialty that she made? Doug?
I recall that she made the greatest apple pie ever.
There you go. Amen. Anybody else, Dave?
I think it's pickles.
Pickles? Oh, man. Well, we're cutting off his microphone for the rest of the show. Oh, well, we're in to talk about all the great things in the great outdoors here. And, Brock, I think we want to talk about some of the upcoming seasons. I know you're excited about the muzzleloader season.
Yeah, just talking about opportunities and time to get out. When people think that there's only 9 days to shoot a deer with a gun, well, if you only have a rifle, kind of, but then there's the 4-day antlerless, week and a half or so after the 9-day, then you got the holiday hunt around here. We're lucky enough to have that. A lot of areas of the state don't. But then also the muzzleloader, you know, for just a few $100, go downtown, buy a muzzleloader, and then you've got a whole nother 10 days of being able to hunt bucks after the, coinciding directly after the 9-day. So, you know, you can have 19 straight days of being able to hunt does and bucks, if you just have a muzzleloader. So I looked it up. I think it was 4,000 deer were shot with guns last year in the county, and 82 were shot with muzzleloaders. So there's a lot of – it's quiet out in the woods that time of year, and so I just encourage people to, you know, get out there during muzzleloader season, especially if you got one.
Mm-hmm. And some other seasons coming. There's still a turkey season going on.
Turkey
right?
season's still going on. I can't remember the final date of that one. Fall turkey is fun, though. That's usually pretty opportunistic. People in their bow stands, you know, plucking a hen or a tom when they're walking by. This is the time of year that you can shoot hens, so remember that. But otherwise, yeah, pheasant season's going on right now. Duck season's still going on. Goose. Dove might be closed by now, but otherwise a lot of stuff to be getting out in the woods and wetlands. Squirrels, thank you, Doug. Rabbits should be open. Coon hunting's open. Trapping seasons are starting soon. A lot going on this time of year, so pay homage to our outdoor heritage here in Wisconsin and do your part in getting out and protecting that heritage.
John, you want to talk a little bit about wildlife managing as well?
Yeah, the wildlife manager here in Richland County is Annie McDonald, and she could not be with us, but she did send me some information. As of the 21st, which is about a week ago now, there were 317 deer registered in Richland County.
You've been listening to WRCE's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Bo Henricks.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Days and counting since the federal government shut down, and that included shutting down the U.S. Department of Agriculture and some of the critical reports that traders are looking for. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So it kind of begs the question, what happens when the federal government opens back up and all the report information starts flowing again? John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Penn, says, good question.
Obviously, they kind of meter the information out, at least they did in 2018, over a course of weeks by showing, giving you double reports and export sales and things of that nature. So, but still, it's just going to be one of those things where we're going to get a data dump and we got to deal with it.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, he says that data dump will either prove traders' estimates correct or change the direction in the marketplace. Like I said, day 28 and counting since the federal government shut down. Markets in overnight electronic trade, despite the fact that China picked up about 180,000 metric ton of soybeans yesterday, kind of flat. Numbers are next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier agribusiness industry event, drawing interest and participation from all segments of the industry throughout the Midwestern states. Mark January 13th and 14th down on your calendar to be at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells. The depth of coverage and exhibits provided during the conference makes it clear why the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic is Wisconsin's premier industry event. For more information or to register, visit wiagribusiness.org.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 182. The 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter of a cent at 182.5. Double A butter drifted 0.75 cents lower, 155.5. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 2 at 1785. The December contract's unchanged at 1732 a hundredweight. As I mentioned yesterday, the market got confirmation that China purchased 3 cargoes of U.S. soybeans to be delivered between December and January, about 180,000 metric ton of U.S. soybeans. The market's not impressed. This morning, December corn's down a nickel at 429, March down a nickel at 441. November soybeans are down 14.5, 1066. January down 15 at 1079. And July wheat's down 8, 559 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Thursday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 54 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a few showers possible at a high tomorrow right around 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Brady Ewing, 2-time Big Ten champion of Wisconsin football.
To hear that the coaches aren't fostering those relationships at the high schools, that has been the heartbeat of the team before Fickell's time. I got recruited other places, but I chose to be a Wisconsin Badger because of what that meant to me. If it means something to you, not just the name on the back, but the name you have in the front of your jersey, that's going to have staying power in today's college athletic landscape.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Immigrants seeking naturalization as U.S. citizens will now need to answer twice as many questions correctly as before the Trump administration. Can I pass it? Find out. Join us next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Welcome back at 7:35 on this Thursday. Remember, you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. In today's edition, it includes more of your favorite photos of Halloween decorations. We talk about your favorite Halloween candy. There's also a link where you can help with food banks that need to stock their shelves with SNAP benefits running dry during the government shutdown. And there's an article there today on Wisconsin farms where you can spend the night as part of agritourism. Again, for that and more, subscribe to our newsletters. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com to learn more about the weekday newsletters and our weekend newsletter as well. All right, let's talk healthcare policy. Okay, I heard everybody going for the radio dial. Don't do that yet. When we talk about healthcare policy, making sure that you can afford to get sick, we want to make sure we draw a distinction of what we're talking about here. Medicare, which is for seniors by and large, versus the Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, which is the health insurance coverage that you can buy through the marketplace. That's kind of at the heart of the government shutdown. And we've covered that before and we'll come back to it. But this is primarily about Medicare. So there is also an open enrollment period going on right now for Medicare, especially for people who, instead of being part of original Medicare, want to purchase health insurance through a private insurance company through something called Medicare Advantage, which says it covers a few more things, and it might, but there are also other things to be mindful of when you're comparing these Medicare Advantage plans to traditional Medicare, either for yourself or maybe for an aging parent or somebody that you're a caregiver for. And this time of year, there's always people who are either choosing a plan for the first time or they've been on a plan and that plan is being dropped or modified and they want to compare plans again. And they don't want to get ripped off in the process because there are also scammers out there. And so to that end, we wanted to find somebody that could tell us about, you know, the best way to go about all of these things. And that's where we found Ingrid Cunninger, who is a fraud and abuse programs manager for the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources and also something called the Senior Medicare Patrol. And she joins us this morning. Ingrid, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you here to talk more about this because it can be, so very confusing. You know this firsthand. I hesitate to wonder how many people have just given you that look like, just please help me pick something. It is so convoluted. So let's start at the very beginning here before we can get into Medicare Advantage. Do you want to add anything to my distinction between original Medicare versus these Medicare Advantage plans?
No, I think you did a great job of outlining that. It's really important for people to understand that they do have a choice and there is a difference. Oftentimes when we're talking to people who are already enrolled in either original Medicare or have a Medicare Advantage plan, they're not even really sure what plan they chose or what's going on. Just like you said, it's complex. There's a lot of ins and outs about that, and it's not always easy to understand. So it's just really important for people to take the time to learn more about all of their options. And right now is a great time to do that.
And people who are first eligible for Medicare, they hear about, you know, traditional Medicare or original Medicare. And there's a lot that it covers, but there are also significant things that it doesn't cover because, I mean, like prescription drugs, there are a lot more prescription drugs now than there were 60 years ago when this all first got started, when prescription drug costs, they weren't nearly the same concern 60 years ago, were they?
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. There are definitely a lot more medications as well as diagnoses that people have that require additional treatment and therapies that, you know, Medicare, original Medicare, or traditional Medicare may or may not cover.
And so that's what led to the creation of Medicare Part D to help cover these things. But there was also then the creation of, you know, so-called Medicare Advantage for these private insurance companies to bring plans in. What are the kinds of things, you know, on the pro side of the ledger, what are the things that they tout as reasons why you might pick a Medicare Advantage policy over original Medicare?
Sure. I think some of the things that they tout are things that you mentioned. You know, Medicare, original Medicare doesn't cover certain things, and Medicare Advantage plans, because they're able to privatize that, are able to offer additional benefits. So oftentimes, you know, dental insurance might be an additional benefit in a Medicare Advantage plan, or hearing aids, you know, those sorts of things that impact older adults, or that older adults are often looking for or needing assistance with. And sometimes those Medicare Advantage plans do offer those additional benefits.
Yeah, there's vision. There's sometimes, you know, discounts for, you know, fitness programs and gym memberships. I mean, there's a lot of commercials out there on the TV this time of year, Ingrid, touting all the things that make their plans, you know, so wonderful and so worthy of choosing. But of course, what they're not going to put in the commercials is that, you know, there's also on the other side of the ledger, there may be certain, you know, restrictions. What are the things that people should be most cautious of or do their homework about when it comes to the things they don't talk about on the TV commercials?
Absolutely. We always say if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So as all of these television commercials are touting all of these great benefits, there's also teeny tiny fine print scrolling at the bottom that outlines a lot of things that aren't covered or outlines additional eligibility requirements that people might not be aware of while they're considering that plan. So it is really important to read the fine print or get more information about those plans that kind of pique your interest or seem to have some benefits that you think would be beneficial to you and your healthcare in the coming year. And just to be really careful about those things, because oftentimes people don't read the fine print or don't realize that. And if you're working with, you know, a large insurance broker from who knows where, not anyone local, they may or may not have your best interest in mind. And they may not point out to you that you'll have to choose a different network of doctors, or the medications that you're currently taking won't be covered or will be more expensive to you in the coming year. And oftentimes people don't realize that until they go to the doctor for the first time in the next year, or go to the pharmacy to get prescriptions refilled, and suddenly are stuck with bills that they weren't anticipating and hadn't planned to have to pay.
We are talking to Ingrid Cunninger from the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources and the Senior Medicare Patrol. And I'm going to sound like such a weirdo here. Ask 100 other people what was the news story that most shocked them this year, and they'll tell you a lot of the usual suspects. But for me, it was this story that I saw a few months back. The amount of senior citizen medical debt is soaring. And that doesn't make sense at first blush, because you think, well, wait, Medicare, I paid my taxes all my life. I've got Medicare. It's going to cover things. I'm going to get a Part D drug plan, and that's going to cover most of the things. How can this be? And you read deeper into the article, and it's all kinds of folks on these Medicare Advantage plans who, between the deductibles and the copay, or deciding to go without because of previous denials of care, they're suddenly racking up all this Medicare or medical debt. That is extremely shocking to me to see that happen to the senior citizens of the United States. So to me, it was just a very cautionary tale, not only to pay attention to what the private health insurance companies are saying, but also I would assume the potential for scammers and others who want to take advantage of people in the system as well. And as the fraud and abuse programs manager, that's something I'm sure you're watching closer than anybody else.
Absolutely. The amount of Medicare-related fraud, errors, and abuse is astounding. With the Senior Medicare Patrol, we focus primarily on educating Medicare beneficiaries as well as their advocates about how they can protect themselves from Medicare-related fraud and scams, as well as how they can detect and report that. And the estimate right now is between $60 and $100 billion per year is just frauded the Medicare system. So to answer your question, absolutely. There are a lot of bad actors out there looking to take advantage not only of older adults, but of a program that older adults really rely on to provide their health insurance coverage.
How did the scammers tend to do this? Is it like a phone thing where they're calling people and making some kind of a hard sell on them?
Yeah, primarily the scammers do operate via telephone, and there's a couple of different ways that they do that. The first thing is that they're looking for people's Medicare numbers. So they may call and say that they're calling on behalf of Medicare, and they just want to make sure that you've received your new Medicare card. Well, if you didn't receive a new Medicare card recently, you might be caught off guard and think, I didn't know I needed one. And then that person on the phone is going to be so happy that they called you today because they're going to be able to take care of that. They just need to, here comes the catch, verify that information, and they'll go ahead and get that new Medicare card issued. Well, here's the thing. There's not a new Medicare card. So, and Medicare is not calling people. So that's something for people to remember. Not a new Medicare card. Medicare is not going to call you. So what happens then is that the people that have gotten that Medicare number share it with other Medicare suppliers or equipment suppliers, anyone who's willing to make suspicious or fraudulent claims to Medicare on your behalf. So then what happens is that you receive your Medicare summary notice and you notice that Medicare has paid thousands of dollars for orthotic braces or catheter supplies, a bunch of things that you didn't receive, were not ordered by your healthcare provider, and now Medicare has made payment for. And that's where the billions and billions of dollars rack up.
We are talking to Ingrid Cunninger from the Senior Medicare Patrol. Senior Medicare Patrol, smpwi.org is the website. And you've got some articles in there about how this is really the time to double check your plan, even if you're happy with it, so that you can compare, you know, apples to apples. So between that website, smpwi.org for Senior Medicare Patrol, Wisconsin.org, and medicare.gov, how important is it to be proactive rather than wait for somebody to ring your phone?
It's very important to be proactive. And as you mentioned earlier, this is right now, we are in Medicare's open enrollment period. So every year between October 15th and December 7th, Medicare beneficiaries have the opportunity to, as you said, review their plans for this year, see what changes their plan might have in the works for next year, and then look at other options. That's a great benefit that people have the opportunity right now to review plans and see if there might be something out there that is more beneficial to you. Maybe there's additional benefits. Maybe the cost is different. Maybe your health situation has changed and you need more coverage or less coverage. And so now's a great time to do that. And I would really encourage people to, I know I said it goes until December 7th, but don't wait until December 7th, especially if you're looking to connect with some of the unbiased resources that might be available in your community to kind of help you sift through all those things. They get really busy right now with helping other people. So please don't wait. And if you do get a phone call and someone is starting to pressure you about making a decision right now or offering extra benefits, if you sign up today on the phone, take a deep breath, hang up the phone, and find someone who can help you not feel pressured into making those decisions. Because that's a big decision to make. And you want to make sure that you've, you know, done your research, asked the questions that you wanted to ask, and feel confident, not pressured in the choice that you make for your healthcare coverage for next year.
Ingrid Cunninger is the Fraud and Abuse Programs Manager for the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources and the Senior Medicare Patrol. Ingrid, thank you so much for all this valuable information. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Still ahead, we're going to be talking to Sean O'Malley about a potential big bubble in the markets all around artificial intelligence. Stick around for that. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes. Although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business. Well, Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But Wallet Hub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s. And CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WRCE. I'm Joanne Krulotz, and here's what's going on in Richland Center this morning.
At the Capitol, Republican lawmakers are disappointed with Governor Evers on his plan to overhaul Wisconsin's prison system. State Senate President Mary Falskowski says Evers moved forward without consulting them. Despite objections, Falskowski and Republican Senator Andre Jacques voted yes Tuesday as the State Building Commission signed off on moving forward with a $15 million planning budget. The complete project would shift lower-risk inmates towards early release to focus on more serious offenders, close the state's northern Wisconsin youth prisons in favor of a facility in southeast Wisconsin, and close the Green Bay prison. The entire plan would take 6 years to complete with a projected cost of about $1 billion. Wisconsin lawmakers want to offer state disaster assistance to residents. Representative Dan Knodel introduced the bill Tuesday. The Germantown Republican wants to set up a fund managed by the Department of Military Affairs and Wisconsin Emergency Management that would offer grants to homeowners and businesses that are unable to secure FEMA funds following a disaster. Notably, that would currently cover flood damage to properties and infrastructure in Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties. In September, President Donald Trump approved individual households in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties. But Door, Grant, and Ozaukee counties were not approved for that individual aid. If passed and signed into law, the bill would provide state-funded help for those types of situations. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, 22 other attorneys general, and three governors have filed suit seeking to force the Trump administration from halting funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Call disputes U.S. Department of Agriculture claims there isn't enough money for November benefits. He said USDA has access to contingency funds that Congress specifically set aside for emergencies like this. We've argued that failing to use those funds would violate federal law and cause real harm to people. The lawsuit seeks a court order requiring USDA to use emergency funds to maintain food share benefits and prevent a lapse in payments. SNAP, known in Wisconsin as Food Share, helps more than 40 million Americans buy food. Some 700,000 people in Wisconsin, including 300,000 children, receive food share benefits each month. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation aimed at limiting certain fee increases on the livestock industry. If passed into law, the proposed bill would limit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's ability to implement a rule change determining fees for animal market and dealer licenses, as well as animal transport vehicle registrations. The agency has previously proposed significant fee increases, one of which would raise the cost for an animal market Class A license from $420 to over $7,400. New rules for hunting and trapping gray wolves in Wisconsin will go into effect this weekend. Wolf population management has been a controversial topic in the state for years, especially in the northern region, where higher wolf populations have contributed to an increase in livestock losses for residents. The new rules require faster reporting for wolf kills, a zone-specific tag hunting system, and additional protections for wolf dens. DNR officials say the new rules aim to tighten restrictions to avoid a scenario like 2021 when hunters nearly doubled the harvest quota. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 17.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.79 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 7.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.35 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.48 a gallon, a difference of $1.13 a gallon. While Halloween is traditionally one of the most dangerous nights of the year for both pedestrians and drivers, the risks are even higher this year. With the holiday falling on a Friday, AAA is warning of a hazardous mix. Increased foot traffic from trick-or-treaters, more weekend parties, and a greater likelihood of driving impaired. In 2023, half of all crash fatalities on Halloween night were alcohol-related. AAA's crashes hit different campaign reminds drivers that impaired driving is among the four leading causes of fatal traffic crashes in the U.S. and urges drivers to plan for a safe ride before they party. According to Safe Kids Worldwide, children are more than twice as likely to be struck and killed by a vehicle on Halloween than any other day of the year. Contributing factors include dark costumes that reduce visibility, distracted walking, and unpredictable street crossing behavior, which makes it harder for drivers to anticipate. For safety tips, visit AAA.com/Halloween. The Grant County Holiday Project will begin distributing gifts December 1st. The Grant County Holiday Project is for children under 18 living with you, age 65 or found disabled and receiving government benefits. Providing an act of kindness to others is still required for eligibility. To apply, call 608-723-2136, extension 1194, and request an application giving your name, address, and phone number. State whether family or disabled elderly household. You can also go online at grantcountyholidayproject.com to complete an online application. The project's success depends on the generosity of community donors. Donations may include new warm children's clothing, PJs, disposable diapers, blankets, sheets, wrapping paper, and cash donations to purchase food cards. The Toys for Tots program out of Dubuque, Iowa, provides most of the toys. Cash donations may be sent to the Grant County Holiday Project, 235 West Elm Street, Lancaster, 53813. Allegiant Oil has again made available two sites to drop off your donations. Beginning November 1st at 190 North 2nd Street in Platteville, Monday through Friday from 6 to 6, and 1486 Industrial Park Road in Lancaster, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6.
You've been listening to WRCE's local news on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Take your favorite WRCE shows with you on the go by downloading the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. For WRCE and Civic Media, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Improving relations between the world's two largest economies could drive trading on Wall Street down today. ABC's Rachel Scott traveling with President Trump for his first big meeting in South Korea overnight.
The president's entire trip here in Asia was building to this high-stakes moment, this face-to-face meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi. After months of going tit-for-tat on trade, the president announcing a one-year truce.
The Dow futures are down 200 points. President also saying nuclear weapons testing will resume for the first time in three decades, saying that the only thing that will put the U.S. on an equal basis with Russia and China is that. One thing not resolved in talks with China, issues related to TikTok's ownership. Haiti, Jamaica, Cuba picking up the pieces after Hurricane Melissa's destruction. There were at least 30 deaths across the Caribbean. This is day 30 of the government shutdown, with federal food assistance benefits set to expire on Saturday. This is ABC News.